This podcast is sponsored by Explore Worldwide. Explore offers guided travel holidays from city breaks to honeymoons. Explore's local tour guides and their small group adventures give travellers the opportunity to experience a country and not merely observe it. Whether it's a food and drink tour in the hilltop towns of Tuscany or a walking tour in the rice fields of Vietnam, Explore puts their trust in the quality of their local tour leaders so you get a better insight into your holiday destination. Head to exploreworldwide.com. Hello, I'm Simon Calder, welcoming you to my independent travel podcast, bringing you the latest news on travelling, whether you're dreaming of a great escape or rather regretting that you've got plans for one. That, of course, could be after an extraordinary weekend which have seen the return of very strict controls on arriving travellers to the UK. And that is what I'm going to be talking about today. Of course, this podcast is completely free, as is my weekly travel email. You can sign up at independent.co.uk/newsletters. Saturday afternoon is never a good time to get bad tidings, not least because it means that I'm going to be up on most of Saturday night sorting out what is happening with the world of travel. But as you will have heard, of course, the current requirement for a lateral flow test has been changed to a PCR test. It seems only a few weeks ago that exactly the reverse happened, and that's entirely the case. So this is going to, well, cause some ructions among the testing firms. Some of them are being very, very good, and they've already sent out refunds, because as from 4 a.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, I'm afraid that your lateral flow test that you may have booked for coming back in is not going to be of any use. You will need a PCR test. And the crucial twist is that you're also going to have to self-isolate until you get a negative result to that test. We've not been in that territory before. So how does it work? Well, as always, to complete the passenger locator form, you've got to have a test booked, and that will require you to, of course, buy one, which you probably weren't expecting if you're fully vaccinated. By the way, everything stays exactly the same for unvaccinated people, which is pre-departure tests, self-isolation and two PCR tests. But for anybody over five, you'll need that PCR test. And the question is, how long do you want to quarantine for, or how little time would you like to self-isolate for? And that is effectively going to decide how much you pay for it. There are, at the key airports as well as at St Pancras Railway Station, the hub for Eurostar from Paris, Brussels and Amsterdam, testing centres. They are premium products, and you would expect to pay, well, probably anywhere between about sort of £70 and £120 for a fast turnaround test. And the great advantage of that is that, well, the last one I got was 1 hour 43 minutes for a PCR test, and that meant that, well, that meant I could fly pretty immediately, but it also would mean that on the way back, that sort of turnaround means that effectively you get to the airport, you have your test, you start making your way home, and that ideally won't be by public transport, but that is allowed. And by the time you get home, well, you could quite happily have found that your test is negative and you're not going to have to self-isolate. Of course, you're thinking, what if it's positive? And if it is, then you are self-isolating at home for the next 10 full days. The day that you arrive does not count. And it is a pretty rigorous requirement. It needs the you not to leave your dwelling at all, except in very closely defined circumstances, one of which is to take a PCR test. But you will have to not go shopping, not have visitors, not walk the dog, and I'm afraid it's a pretty grim experience. Not as bad, of course, as hotel quarantine, which an awful lot of people are having to do coming in from South Africa at a cost of, what, 2,000 and something pounds if you're a solo traveller. Many people, of course, say, I've got my lateral flow test booked. What am I going to do? And the answer is, it all depends on your provider. If you've already been sent the test, then they're almost certainly going to say, well, you got the test. We're not going to have them back. They will probably cite health and safety for that. And unfortunately, you will have to buy a new test. Of course, the travel industry is absolutely appalled by these changes. It's come, well, we got the announcement exactly 4 weeks before Christmas, and we were told that there's not going to be a review until a week before Christmas. So anybody with Christmas holidays is now in some disarray. It is very worrying. And of course, as I said on Friday in the last podcast, South Africa is off the cards for now. The government says, of course, these are targeted measures to provide confidence and protection. They will, unfortunately, also cost jobs. They will cause a lot of emotional as well as economic damage for all the people who were hoping to reconnect with others. But I'm afraid in these difficult times, all I can do is report what is going on and try and find out as much as I can about what it means for you. And so, well, good luck with your travel plans. I'm speaking to you from Orlando in Florida, and I'm already looking around to see what I'm going to do about booking my test, but I'm not going to book it just yet. Oh no, because these rules change frequently, and all too often people find themselves with tests that are not appropriate, having spent lots of money. And well, I'm just going to have a look a few hours before I touch down at lovely Heathrow. Well, that's all for now. Thank you very much indeed for listening. I will be back every day this week with other hopefully useful information and views for you. For now though, goodbye, stay safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.